Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Zemora Chagiga Daf Chav Dalet. We begin on Chav Dalet and Aleph about 10 lines down at the two dots, what we quote the Mishnah. We're learning today Le'ilu Nishmas Jacob Schwartz, Yaakov Shmuel Dov Ben Baruch. All the Nishamas we learned for should have an Aliyah from our learning. So we begin, as I said, at the two dots, quoting the Mishnah, about a third of the way down, Chav Dalet and Aleph. And this is the eighth one of the scenarios, of the 11 scenarios, that we said that Kodesh is more chomer. We have additional stringencies by Kodesh than we do by Truma. And this is Harivi, by Kodesh Pasul. By Kodesh, there is a concept of Revi. By Truma, we only go up to a Shlishi in regards to Truma. In regards to Chulin, there's only a Sheni. Now, Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Amar Yossi. Yossi tells us, Minayin Revi, by Kodesh, Pasul. Where do we know that a Revi, in regards to Kodesh, is in fact going to be possible? Again, possible means that it itself is tame, but it can transmit further. So it's only Revi, it doesn't go to Chamishi. So if something is possible, it itself is tame. There's no difference between possible and tame for the item itself. It's only whether it can transmit further down the line. So something that it's possible, it means that that item is tame, but it just can't transmit tame further down the line. So where do we see that there's a concept of Revi in the Torah? Where do we see this? Vidinu. So the Gemara says it's a Kal v'chomer. Now, Kal v'chomer is a Din d'oraisa. Uma mechusar kipurim, a person who's mechusar kipurim is a person that is just lacking the bringing of their korbanos. For example, a zav or a zava or a mitzvah, they have to bring their korbanos after they go through the tahara period of time, and until they bring it, they're called mechusar kipurim. After they have had erev shemesh, so then they're allowed to go and eat truma, but they still can't yet eat kodesh until they go and bring their korbanos. They're called mechusar kipurim. They're not fully atoned for until they go bring their korbanos. So Uma Mechusar Kippurim and Mechusar Kippurim Shemutu B'Truma is allowed to go and eat Truma, as I just said. Nevertheless, it's possible Kodesh is not allowed to go and eat Kodesh. So the Kal v'chomer is Shlishi, an item that's a Shlishi, Shepasul B'Truma, it makes Truma Pasul, Eino Din Shiasa Revi L'Kodesh. So certainly, it should be able to go and make something a Revi in regards to Kodesh. Again, the Kal v'chomer is, if a Mechusar Kippurim that can eat Truma makes pasul but kodesh, it's not allowed to eat kodesh. So something that's a shlishi in regards to truma, so it is not able to be eaten, the truma is not able to eat, so certainly that should have the potential to make a revi in kodesh. So this is a kal v'chomer, and therefore this is a din d'oraisa, that there is a revi concept by kodesh, which is only existing by kodesh and not by truma. Now where do we know that a shlishi is a din by truma or by kodesh? V'lamadu shlishi like kodesh min haTorah. That we learn out from the actual psukim in the Torah, which we'll see in a moment. And then the revi is the kal v'chomer. The revi is the kal v'chomer. Now why do we have to say that the shlishi is a din in the Torah? Why don't we just say it's all a kal v'chomer? Because we have the din of dayo lavud medin kios kinidon. So by a kal v'chomer, you can't learn anything strictly. You can only learn out the same level. And that's why, if you just had the kal v'chomer, all you'd be able to know that was a shlishi, you wouldn't be able to know it's revi. That's why the kal v'chomer is extra, because we already know the din of shlishi by truma and by kodesh, and therefore the kal v'chomer can come to teach us a din by revi, and it's not a problem of dayo. Now, let's go vayitu, and the Gemara and understand this a little bit better as we go through the Gemara. So the Gemara tells us, Shlishi, the Kodesh, the Torah, Minayim. Where do we see that there's a concept of Shlishi in regards to Kodesh, that we don't need the Kal v'chomer to tell me Shlishi? So where do we see that there is a din of Shlishi in the Torah? So this is based upon a pasuk. The pasuk says, Dichsiv, v'abosor esher yiga b'chol tomei lo yechel. If Kodesh, kachim, touches something that is any level of Tumah, b'chol tomei lo yechel. Now, isn't that implying that even if the basar of Kodesh touches a sheni, milo askinan denaga b'sheni, even if it touches a sheni, that's b'chol tameh. Nevertheless, the kamar achmona lo yachal, the Torah tells us it's not allowed to be eaten. So therefore, we see shlishi by kachim min haTorah. And therefore, the revi, now we can use the kal v'chomer to teach us the din by the revi. And it's not a problem of dayo. Again, the din of dayo is that a kal v'chomer cannot teach you something stricter than the item itself. So if the kal v'chomer was to teach us that a shlishi should exist, then you wouldn't be able to extend it to Revi. Except we already know a Shlishi exists because of this Pasuk. And it says, V'chol asher yiga b'chol tameh, abos asher yiga b'chol tameh, lo yiyacha. And therefore, I don't need the Kal v'chomer to teach me a Shlishi. Therefore, it's free to teach me the din by Revi. Therefore, Revi mekal v'chomer, hod the amor, and that which we just said. It's a little bit complicated. I'm sorry if it's not clear. Rashi, we could go read the Rashi's inside, which we'll do right now to make it a little bit clearer. So, look at the Rashi, Dibar Maschum. Ain't no din shiasu revi l'kodesh. I vim tomar dayo lovo min hadin lios kinidon. Normally, when we have a kal v'chomer, it can only make it as strict. It can't go a level stricter, so we'd only be able to make it a shlishi. It wouldn't be able to make it a revi. Im ken kal v'chomer lo tzorich. The reason why you're allowed to do this over here, because otherwise the kal v'chomer would be unnecessary. Because I have a pasuk sheri lamadu shlishi l'kodesh min haTorah. And in this situation, I don't need the kal v'chomer. The heichod the mifra kal v'chomer. And therefore, if this kavah chomer would be totally extraneous and we wouldn't need it anymore, then we don't apply the principle of dayo. Lo amrinan dayo, lo ben medin, lios kinidon. This would therefore be an unnecessary kavah chomer, and that we can't do. So therefore, we're allowed to go and learn out the revi over here, even though we normally don't learn out stricter than the actual din that it's learned from. Here you can. And this is based upon the Gemara in Bava Kama, the Rina Bava Kama, that you're allowed to do this in a situation where the kavah chomer would be totally unnecessary if you applied the ruling normally of dayo. Then Rashi points out there is an Aman D'Yomer that disagrees with that. Well, the Aman D'Yomer over there, Nami Yomim Dayo, in this situation, Hani Malos D'Rabbaninu. So therefore, this, according to this opinion, this would just be an Asmachta. And this would be a Milo D'Rabbanin, and not a Din D'Raisa. I behind the Nokat, Lamad, Nushlisha Lakodish, that's Milso B'Amahi, Dashmin Shlisha Lakodish B'Natorahu. That's just telling us that we learn out Shlisha B'Natorah. And then, according to this, the whole Din would be an Asmachta, according to the other Man D'Omer over there in the Gemara in Baba Kama. Bottom line is, we're learning it like this Man D'Omer that says that it's a Din D'Araisa, and we learn it out through the Pasuk to tell me Shlisha and the Kavah Chomer to tell me Ravi. Now we go to the next case from the Mishnah, case number 9 in our 11 cases. It says, Ubitruma in Nitnes V'chule. We're talking there about if you have, let's say, one hand that's Tameh, and it touches the other hand while the other hand is touching the Kodesh. So we said the Kodesh in that situation becomes Tameh, that's a stringency. But if it was touching Truma, unless the hand that was Tameh touched the Truma, the fact that your right hand that's Tameh touches your left hand, which is Tar, and your left hand touches the Truma, that would not make the Truma Tameh, but by Kodeshim, it would. Now, Rav Shizvi tells us, Omer Rav Shizvi, this is only true if your right hand, let's say your right hand was Tameh and your left hand is not. The only time that your left hand would not be allowed to touch the Kodesh and would make it Tameh is if it's also being touched by the right hand. The right hand, which is Tameh, is touching the left hand, which is Tahar. It doesn't make the left hand Tameh, but this stringency makes it that the left hand, if it touches Kodesh, would make the Kodesh Tameh. That's only bechiburin shana, only when they're connected. As Rashi tells us, masnisin on mishnah diktone yad metame eschaverto, that the right hand can be metame the left hand, lavdak could be left hand metame the right hand, but that the one hand that's tame can be metame the other hand. In regards to lakodesh, that's kegon sheba od shayat hatzmeya nogas l'tahora, while the right hand which is tame touches the left hand which is tahora. Haisa Tahora, the left hand, which is Tahora, no gas by Kodesh, is touching the Kodesh. And only in this situation, the Gozer Rabbanon, only here did the rabbis make the decree, Dilma Osi Leminga Tmeya by Kodesh, because maybe your right hand will then touch the Kodesh as well. So to prevent that possibility from occurring, the rabbi said, don't even let your left hand touch the Kodesh, but it's only when the left hand, according to Rav Shizvi, is being held by the right hand. So therefore, this is Rav Shizvi's din. Now, Rashi also points out that this goes according to Levan D'Yomar that says that it would be able to make it Tomei. There's another Man D'Yomar that says it could make it Pasul. This is a Machlokas we'll see in a few moments in the Gemara. So we'll see that there's a Machlokas as to whether when your left hand, which is Tar, touches the item, it only makes it on the level of Shlishi, or does it also make it into the level that it could go and be Metame something else to make it capable of making a revi. So that we'll see as a machlokas. Is it posel it or is it mitameh it, the shlishi that it touches? So this we'll see in a moment. That's a machlokas tanoi. So this is Rav Shizvi's din, that it's only if the tameh hand is in contact with the tar hand while the tar hand is in contact with the kachim. And one opinion says that that makes it into a shlishi that can be metame to a revi, so it's metame like a shlishi, which can be posel then to the revi level. And the other opinion says it's only posel it as a shlishi, but it's not going to be able to transmit it further down the line. That's the machlokas tanaim that we'll see in a moment. This is Rav Shizvi's din, which now Abaye questions. Eitzi Abaye says, Yod Neguva, we learned the following brisa, that if you have a hand that is dry, Yod Neguva, Metame chaverta, a dry hand is capable of going metame the other hand. So you have again a tame right hand which touches, it's dry, and it touches the tohar left hand, yad neguva metame chaverta, letame la kodesh. It's able to be metame it, in other words, that it makes it into a shlishi, which then can go transmitted further down the line by kachim to revi. Avalolu truma, but it doesn't do this in regards to truma. It won't make the truma that it touches with your clean hand, as we said in our Mishnah, it won't make that pasul. It won't make that tame. That's the opinion of Rabbi. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda agrees that it only does apply to kachim and not to truma, but he says it doesn't make it into a shlishi that can transmit to a revi. It's not metame it, but it's posel it. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer Lifsol. This tahar hand that was touched by the tameh dry hand, when it touches the kodesh, it only makes it into a shlishi lifsol. It only turns it into a shlishi, but it can't transmit further down the line to make things into a revi. Avolo litame. This is the opinion, the machlokas that I've been alluding to between Rebbe and Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda. Now, how do we see that this is a question of Rav Shizvi? Abai is bringing this all as a question of Rav Shizvi. Again, Rav Shizvi, this is a complicated Indian, so I would just make sure I repeat it enough times to make sure everybody understands it. So Rav Shizvi said that it's only if the right hand, which let's say is Tameh, touches the left hand, which is Tar, and simultaneously, while the right hand is touching the left hand touches the Kachim. In that situation, Rav Shizvi says, and in only that situation, is it either mitameyit, like Rabbi says, or it's postulit, like Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda says. Now, I amris bishlomo, if you want to say everything works out fine, that it's not like Rav Shizvi, shelo b'chiburin, that this will occur as long as the right hand at any point in time touched the left hand. Even if they're not simultaneously touching right now, while the left hand, which was tar, goes and touches the Kodesh, so then we understand what is Rebbe eating to Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda. Hainu Rivuse de Neguva. Now we understand the Chiddush by Rebbe saying that it's a dry hand. Because in this situation, if it's a dry hand, makes the other hand a sheni, and then that sheni can be metame on the level of a shlishi, which can go further, and metame posel on the level of a revi. That's a Chiddush, that it can do this. So therefore, that's the Chiddush of Rebbe. The Chiddush is, since it's dry, it nevertheless makes it into a sheni. If the hand was wet, so then it makes the water into a rishon, and then the rishon would make the other hand into a sheni. That's no Chiddush. That would not be a Chiddush. So therefore, we understand the Chiddush of Rebbe saying, even though it's dry, the right hand that's tameh makes the left hand that's tar into the equivalent of a sheni. And therefore, it is metameh the Kodesh on the level of a shlishi, which can go transmit further to the level of a revi. Oh, that works out very, very well. If you hold that it's not b'chiburin, they don't have to be simultaneously touching, we understand what the Chiddush of Rebbe is. Eliyam is b'chiburin in, but shelo b'chiburin lo. But if you say Rav Shizvi, that it's only when the right hand is simultaneously touching the left hand, the tameh hand is touching the non-tameh hand, and that simultaneously the non-tameh hand is touching the kachim, so then what's the Chiddush? That it's dry. If he's telling me over here, b'chiburin in, shelo b'chiburin lo, samay revusin in the guva. So what difference does it make if it's dry? If it's touching it, and the concern is that if you have them simultaneously touching, when you're touching with the clean hand, you might also touch with the non-clean hand. So what difference does it make if it's dry or if it's wet? There's no chiddush in saying over here that it's dry. The same thing would apply if it's wet. So why did Rebbe have to tell us that it's only that if it's neguva, if it's dry, that this applies? It should apply if it's wet as well. So therefore, Abaye doesn't like Rav Shizvi's understanding that they have to be simultaneously touching. The right tummy hand has to be simultaneously touching the left Tahar hand, while the left Tahar hand is touching the Kodesh. And therefore, Rav Shizvi is wrong. That's at least the way Abaye understands it. The Rabbeinu Chananel, the very last words of this page, says, Afo God delo parik Rav Shizvi, even though we don't answer Rav Shizvi, since the upcoming Gemara is going to nevertheless quote Rav Shizvi, so the Rabbeinu Chananel's understanding is that even though Rav Shizvi didn't respond to Abaye, it appears that the Gemara accepts Abaye's rejection of Rav Shizvi, Lav Davka, that that's the case. Rav Shizvi still holds that he is correct. And anyway, Itmar Nami, we go weiter, and we look at another similar case. Amar Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish tells us, Lo Shanu, we only said over here in our Mishnah that one hand is Matame, the other hand for Kochim, but not for Truma. Lo Shanu El Yodo. Rish Lakish says that's only with your hand. Your right hand touches your left hand, but it doesn't touch somebody else's hand. We turn to Chavdalit on the base. However, Avoyad Chaveru Lo, according to Reish Lakish, this only applies with your own right hand to your own left hand. So if your right hand is tame, it can be making your left hand capable of being metame kachim, but not truma, but not for somebody else's hand. If your right hand is tame, touches somebody else's hand, that wouldn't make this din apply. That's what Reish Lakish. For if Yochanan disagrees, Yochanan Mar, Echad Yado v'Echad Yachaveru. This applies whether you're dealing with your hand, your right hand that's tameh, touching your left hand that's tar, or your right hand that's tameh, touching somebody else's hands that's tar. The same thing applies. Ba'osa Hayad. What does that mean? Only Ba'osa Hayad? Rashi explains, top line. In Noga v'Yad HaRishona v'Yad Chaveru. If the right hand that was tameh touches the other person's hand, then it can work, but not the second hand, not the left hand of the tar person. Aval Hashnia. So Reuven has his right hand tameh and his left hand is tar. So Reuven's right hand, that's Tame, can make Reuven's left hand capable of transmitting Tumah to Kachin. But Reuven's right hand can make Shimon's hand, either one, capable of being Matame Kodesh, but Reuven's left hand can't go and be Matame Shimon's hands. So that's what it means, Ba'osra Yad. This only works with the original Tame hand to either himself on his left hand that's tar, or to somebody else's hand that is tar, but the left hand that's tar can't go and make somebody else's hand Tame. That's what it means, Ba'osra Yad. Hope I explained that clearly. Then Rabbi Yochanan adds, and this only makes it live soul. It only transmit this to a shlishi level to make the shlishi tame avalola tame, but it won't make that shlishi capable of going to a revi. This is the opinion of Rav Yossi b'Rav Yehuda that we just brought down before, and we'll bring down again in a moment. So Rav Yochanan teaches us several dinim over here. Number one, this works for another person as well. The right hand of Reuven can go be metame somebody else's hand. But it's only the right hand of Reuven, not the tar hand of Reuven, that can get transmit. And when it transmits, it only transmits to the shlishi level, like Rabbi Yossi B'Yehuda says, not like Rebbe, and it's not metame. It's only posel, but not metame. Now, how do we know this? Mimai. Where does Rabbi Yochanan learn out this din, that it can also be metame somebody else's hand? So Mar says, mi diktani seifa, because keep on reading the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, shayad mitamo chaverto lekodesh avolo l'truma, because it seems to end an extraneous statement, which you already said already, that the right hand can be metame, the left hand that was tar, in regards to Kodesh, but not in regards to Truma. Now, Hasulamali, we already said this. Why do you have to tell it to me again? Hotonale Resha, we already said that. In regards to Truma, the person's right hand can make the person's left hand tame. Again, I keep on using right hand and left hand. It could be left hand and right hand. There's nothing special about the right hand in this situation. Hotonale Resha, since we already learned this, why is it repeating it? Oh, Rav Yochanan says the Chiddush is Elalash Mamino Lasuye Yad Chaveru. This is coming to teach us that not only can Reuven's right hand, that's Tomei, go be Metame his left hand, that's Tar, to be Metame Kachim or to be Posel Kachim, but it can even do it to Shimon's hand to do the same thing. Oh, that's the place where Rav Yochanan knows this from. So this is Machlokas Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan, but Reish Lakish retracts. Af Reish Lakish Chadar Bei. Reish Lakish ultimately said that no, that I agree that it could even do your friend's hand as well. Originally, Reish Lakish said, Abu Yachavir Olo, but Reish Lakish retracted, and he holds like Rav Yochanan, that it can even be Matame Shimon's hand. Why? The Amar Rav Yona. Rav Yona said, Amar Rav Ami, is the name of Rav Ami, Amar Reish Lakish, the name of Reish Lakish. But Feirish, he says, Echad Yado, the Echad Yachaviru. He changed his mind and said, not only can Reuven's right hand be the Tar, Tame right hand can be Matame, the Tahar left hand, to be able to be Posel Kachim, but he can even do it, Biyad Chaveiro. It could also do the same thing to Shimon's hand. And Ba'oso Yad, again, only with the Tame hand and not with the hand that was not Tame. Exactly like Rabbi Yochanan said. And Livsol, it only makes it into a Shlishi of Alolo Tame, but can't transmit it down to the Revi level. 100% Reish Lakish retracted to be exactly for the three things like Rabbi Yochanan, and this goes in accord with the opinion of Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, and not like Rebbe. And that's what the Gemara now tells us. Livsol of Alolo Tame. And this concept of whether it makes it into a shlishi or into a revi, this chumra that we have over here by kachim, that's a machlokas tanoim, tanoihi, which we've already learned. And the Gemara tells it to us again, the Tanan, this is from Yadayim, a Mishnah Yadayim that tells us, kol aposel truma mitame Yadayim liyoshnios. Something that makes truma tame, but on the level of posel, it can't transmit it further, so mitame Yadayim liyoshnios. What, if it comes into contact with hands, would make those hands into a sheni. The yad, mitame chaberet, and here's the part that we're interested in, one hand can be mitame the other hand, Divri Rabbi Yeshua. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. And this is in accord with the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, that it is only able to make it posel. The Chacham Umrim, Yodayim Shnios Hein, they disagree. And they say, no, a hand is a sheni, and one hand can't go make something else a sheni. Vein sheni, os a sheni. It can't make it into a sheni. Now, my lav sheni hu delo avid, ha shlishi avid, it implies that it can't make it into a sheni, but it would make it into a shlishi. So according to this, the Chachamim's opinion is that the hand is a shlishi and therefore can only go one level further and be posel any kodesh that it comes into, but that kachim won't be able to transmit down one level further. So therefore, this is that machlokas between Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. That's the same machlokas over here between Rabbi Yeshua and the Chachamim. Mor says, maybe not. Here you can't say that this necessarily parallels that previous machlokas. Why not? Because we said it doesn't make it into a sheni, but maybe it makes it into a shlishi. No, maybe not. Dilma, lo sheni of it, lo shlishi. It doesn't make it into either one. He holds maybe, the Chacham hold, that the right hand, that's Tomei, can't do anything to the left hand. it's not wet, and therefore it can't go and be metami it. Therefore, it doesn't make it into a sheni, but it doesn't even make it into a shlishi. So therefore, we can't say that this is the machlokus tanoim. Rav Yeshua and the Chachamim is not necessarily the machlokus tanoim. Elo kihani tanoim. Oh, it's what we said before. It's Rebbe and Rav Yosef of Yehuda. The Tanya. We had this price previously. Yad neguva mitame ischaverto latame vakodesh avalo lechuma divri Rebbe. Rebbe's opinion was that if the hand is dry, it's able to be mitame. The right hand that's tame is able to make the left hand able to be mitame kodesh avalo lechuma, but isn't going to make the chuma tame or not even posel divri Rebbe. So it goes down to the fourth level according to Rebbe. You can make the kodesh into a Tame Shlishi, which can go further and make it next one into a Revi, but nothing by Truma. That's the opinion of Rebbe, Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe Yosef Yehuda disagrees. Omer Osa Yad is Livsol. Yes, I agree that the right hand that's Tame can make the left hand capable of being Posel Kodesh. Nothing to Truma, but Posel Kodesh. Osa Yad, Livsol Avalola Tame. Ah, that is a machlokus over here between whether it's Posel or Matame. Rebbe says it's Matame. Rebbe Yosef Yehuda says it's Posel. And that is the machlokus Tanoim that we're alluding to. Ah, again, a very tough sugya. I hope it was clear. Now we go to the penultimate case of the Mishnah, the 10th of the 11 cases of the Mishnah, where Kodesh was stricter than Truma. Mishnah said, Ochlin neguvim biyodayim misuavos v'chule. A person is allowed to go and eat food that is dry, even though he's touching it with his hands that are tame. But since there's no water involved, so therefore it's not metame the water to make the water into a rishon, which then could be metame something. So your hands over here aren't able to be metame these ochlin that are dry. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Amir Chanina ben Atignos, v'chiyesh neguva l'kodesh. He says, wait a second, this whole concept is wrong. You need water to be makshu something l'kabul tumma. But by kodshim, we have a separate rule, that they don't need to be mukshu l'kabul tumma, because the chibas kodesh, our love of kodesh, our tremendous desire and importance of kodesh, so that makes them capable of being mukshu l'kabul tumma even without water. And that's what Rabbi Chanina ben Atignos is asking. The chiyesh neguva l'kodesh, do you have to make it wet to be machshut l'kabul tuma? V'lo chibas ha'kodesh b'char shasar. That you have the capability of accepting tuma just from the fact that it's kodesh. So this can't be the chiddush over here that it's talking about ochlin neguvim, that they're dry. That can't be it, because even though they're dry, they should be able to accept tuma because they're kodeshim. They don't need to be machshut l'kabul tuma. So we have to understand it totally differently. Lo tzricha, therefore, the chiddush over here in this braisa is as follows. Kigon shetochav lo chaveru l'soch pib. Your friend put this kachim right into your mouth without touching your hands at all. Or, alternatively, that the person himself, o shetochav hu liyaso bekush ukarkar. He took a kush, which is basically like a little stick, or a karkar is another type of little stick. So he took these little spits, these little toothpicks or sticks, and he put the food into his mouth without touching the food. Ubikesh, and in addition to eating this kachim, he's also eating chulin at the same time. Ubikesh lechol tznon, tznon is a radish, or batzel, that is an onion, shel chulin imoyim, and he's eating them with chulin, onion, or radish. Now, in this regard, what this Mishnah is now telling us, our total no understanding, ochlin, ochlin neguvin, v'yodayim v'suavos, lekodesh gazu b'hu rabbanon, that you can't do this, eating this chulin radish, or this chulin onion, you can't eat it when you're eating the kodesh at the same time. Because Rashi points out, the hands that are tame can't be metame the food. It doesn't have the capability of doing so because they're only a sheni and there's no shlishi by chulin. But we are concerned. Vavilu hachi gozer rabbanim by kachim shelo yochlim in my kodesh. You can't eat the chulin, botzel or tznon with the kachim, pentiga yodo misuevis, because you may come to have your dirty hand in your mouth touch not the chulin, which it can't be metame, but it may come to touch the kachim, bochli kodesh should be fit with the food in your mouth. So that's why the rabbis made this gezeira over here, because if you can eat them simultaneously, your hands, which are a sheni, may come to touch the kodesh in your mouth. That's what it means, that ochlin, ochlin, neguvim, yodai misuevis, only by truma, but not by kachim. So the kodesh gozru b'rabbanon, the truma lo gozru b'rabbanon. That explains the 10th case in the Mishnah. Finally, we get to the last case in the Mishnah, which was that an onein, a person, rachmona litzlan, that's hasn't buried yet one of the seven relatives that Nebuchadnezzar passed away, and they're about to be buried, so he's potter, we call him mitzvos, because he's involved in taking care of all the mitzvos I say, he's potter from them, because he's involved in taking care of his mace, so he is not allowed to go and eat kachim until he goes and is tovel himself. After he becomes ois onen, onen can't eat kachim, but once he's no longer an onen, he has to go be tovel himself. And likewise, the mechusa kippurim, the person who was just lacking the korbanos, he's not allowed to eat kachim. Once he brings his korbanos, he has to be tovel before he can eat from the korbanos. My time, how come? So Gemara says, because kivan the ado id no havu asiri, because for a temporary period of time, both the onen and the mechusa kippurim were not allowed to eat kachim. So therefore, the rabbi said, it's like a hesach hadas, and atzrichinu rabbanon tefillah. And the rabbi said, you have to go do another tefillah. As Rashi says, the mechusa kippurim mutu betruma, the lati truma, but also bekodesh. Likewise, uchein onen, is lati truma, but not lati kodesh. Biafavisha osrim asurim b'maisa sheni. So if you can't have maisa sheni, why can you have truma? So that, the Gemara tells us, we learned in Maseches Yevamos, that we call Zor Yisera, it says an extra one time, the whole Zor, so Zorus Asar Dilcha V'lo Aninus, only a Zor can't eat this, but a person in Aninus is allowed to go and eat the Truma. So that's a Drasha, that is an inclusion, that a Onen is allowed to go and eat Truma, even though he can't have Maisa Sheni, and he certainly can't have Kachim. So that's what the 11th case was, why we're stricter by Kachim than we are by Truma. Baruch Hashem, that was a very difficult discussion that concludes the discussion of those 11 cases where we find a chomer by kachim than by truma. Now we have a parallel Mishnah which shows the other way, that we have chomers by truma that aren't present by kachim. And the Mishnah starts off, chomer by truma, there are certain chomer stringencies that we apply by truma that don't apply by kachim, such as Shebi Yehuda, in the province of Yehuda, we'll explain why it's only in Yehuda that this is applied, it doesn't apply in the Galil. Shebi Yehuda, Nemanin, the Amaratzim, are believed, Al Taras Yayin, to say that their wine is Tahar, or their Shemin is Tahar, V'Shemin, Koimos Hashana, all year long, we believe the Amaratzim in Yehuda to say that any wine or oil that they want to bring to the Beis HaMikdash wants to be used for Kachim, we believe them to say that it's Tahar, but not for Truma. The only time we believe for Truma will be Shas Hagitos V'Habadim, only during the time that we press the wine or that we press the olives, that's the Gitos and the Badim. So when you're pressing them, it's the harvest time, and now you're pressing them into wine or into oil, then and only then do we believe the Amaratzim to say that they did it B'Tahara. So only then can we take the Truma from them from the presses, either the wine press or the olive press. But all year long, you can't. As opposed to Kachim, wine or oil, we do believe the Amaratzim all year long, therefore it's stricter by Truma than it is by Kachim. Ah, Chomer b'Truma, Mishal Kodesh. Second case, the Mishnah gives us, Avru Agitos ve'Abadim, it's no longer the pressing season, not for the wine, not for the olives. So, and an Amararit brings you some barrel of wine or of oil, maybe a little Chavish Shoyayin Shal Truma, and he brings you a barrel of wine that's Truma. So, an Amararit wants to give it to a Kohen who's a Chaver. So what do we do? Lo yikablet u'meno. He's not allowed to take it because we have to assume that it's tamei. What do you do? Abo enicha l'gasa bo. He's telling, listen, hold on to it for me until the next pressing season. And when the next pressing season comes, he can go and take it from him then. Even though we know that it's from right now. But the rabbis made a rule that we're only concerned about the amaritz's tumma the rest of the year, but not during the pressing season. So even though an entire season passed, but now again that it's the pressing season, and the coin can then take it. If, however, he said to him, in addition to having Truma in there, it also has some Kodesh in there, so then he's believed, because since we believe him about the Kodesh, so then we believe him even about the Truma that's inside there as well. So this is another example of what we treat Truma more stringently than we do Kodesh. Finally, the Mishnah concludes and says, Kadayayim v'kadishem, and if you have barrels or jugs of wine and jugs of oil, we turn to Chafei Yom Aleph, getting close to the end of the Masechta, and these jugs or barrels of wine and oil are Hamidumos. Rashi explains that the Gemara will explain to us, Mashver Shel Tebel, Truma V'chulin Mu'rabim. This is a mixture, Meduma is a mixture of both Tebel, Truma, and Chulin, all mixed together over here. So in this situation, we believe the Amoretz, Ne'monim Aleim B'Shas Hagitos V'Badim, we believe the Amoretz during the times of the pressing of either the olives or of the grapes, to say that this is Tar. And here as well, the Kodem L'Gitos Shem Yom, we believe him even 70 days prior to the pressing season. And Rashi explains, makdimim letaris akel, because during the preceding 70 days prior to the pressing season, they're already going and being careful to be metar all their kelim. And the gito shayayin and the badim shoshemen. Here Rashi tells us what I said already before, and we say the gas, that's referencing a pressing of grapes into wine, and we use the term badim, that's a pressing of olives into oil. Bottom line is, since they're going to use these tahorim kalim, these kalim that they made tar, they immersed them in the mikvah, they made sure that they were tar, so they're using them for kachim, so they're allowed to use them as well. Since we trust them for the kachim, we trust them as well here for the truma. If it was just for truma, we wouldn't trust them except during the actual pressing. But since we trust them for kachim for the 70 days prior, so then if it has kachim and truma there, then we'll believe them for the truma, oust the kachim that we believe them for, because as we pointed out in a previous year, we don't want them to have their own separate Beis HaMikdash, and if we didn't accept their wine and oil, they're going to go create their own Beis HaMikdash, and that would be a terrible travesty. So therefore the rabbis would not gozer a din derabbanan in this case. They felt that we can trust them enough that we'd rather take the chance on trusting them than Rahman al-Islam have them go and make their own Beis HaMikdash. Again, very complicated sugyas of Tumah and Tahara. I hope it made it clear. With this, we conclude today's shiur.